And we are live in Thorn Bay, Alaska, on beautiful Prince of Wales Island. And we are looking at a classic tilt between the Skagway Panthers and the Thorn Bay Wolverines inside the Wolverine Dome, which isn't exactly round, but it's called the Thorn Bay Wolverine Dome. Pardon me. Skagway. Coming out after a couple of tough losses in Heidelberg and then a couple of tough losses again against a tough Klawock team, looking to get on the board here during this Prince of Wales Island trip against the Wolverines. And let's go down the lineup for the Wolverines. Jonathan Oslo, Stockton Schwab, Owen Chadwick, Dominic Wilson, Braden Schwab, Jake Cottrell, Jimmy Harris, Peyton Cottrell, and Tyson Scammahorn. All on the roster for the Wolverines. And for your Skagway Panthers, Coda Shindo, Colton Belisle, Alex Ackerman, Micah Cook, Danny Brady, Wyatt Belisle, Stephen McKnight, and CJ Dormito make up the roster this evening. Starting tonight for the Panthers will be Coda Shindo, Alex Ackerman, Stephen McKnight, Colton Belisle, and Danny Brady. And in early action, we already had a little bit of action here in this game. It was number 15, Dominic Wilson, taking the ball to the rack off of the tip and getting fouled by Stephen McKnight. Stephen McKnight immediately coming to the bench. I'm sorry, the foul was actually on Colton Belisle. But Stephen McKnight immediately coming out of the game and replaced by Micah Cook. So Micah Cook in the lineup here after the very first play. First free throw attempt by Dominic Wilson, up no good. And Dominic Wilson steps to the line for the second shot. Wilson's second shot off the front of the rim, and it is rebounded quickly by Jimmy Harris. Jimmy Harris gets the ball out to Jonathan Oslo. Oslo wants to work it back over to Wilson. Wilson back up top to Oslo. Oslo wants to work it into the lane. He's over on the right-hand side of the court. Gets it over to Scammahorn. There is a turnover down low, and Skagway's outlet pass by Micah Cook over to Danny Brady is thrown in back of Brady, and Brady wasn't looking for the pass. He tried to turn around and catch it and throw it back in bounds, but that's a turnover from Skagway, and we have a little bit of sloppy ball to start. The inbound comes in. It's stolen by Colton Belisle. He takes it into the rim, lays it up for two. 2-1 now Skagway with 7:16 left to play in the very first quarter of action here in Thorn Bay, Alaska. Owen Chadwick bringing the ball down onto the baseline. A shot up, no good. And it looks like there will be a foul called. Jimmy Harris was the recipient of the pass from Owen Chadwick. His shot was bothered and a foul called. So Jimmy Harris goes to the line, shooting two for Thorn Bay. First shot up off the back rim, no good. Skagway's got to look out. They don't want to get into too much foul trouble early. Early fouls already on Ackerman and Colton Belisle. Second shot up, and that one's good, tying the ball game at 2-2. 7 minutes to go. Coda Shindo, first time touching the ball for Skagway. Their point guard gets it over on the right-hand side to Danny Brady. Danny Brady up at the top of the key, gets it over to the left to Alex Ackerman, who wants to work on the smaller player. And, oh, a beauty by Alex Ackerman with the right hand from the left-hand side. He was just slashing to the hoop, up and in for Ackerman. That's two for Ackerman. 4-2 the score now, and Owen Chadwick gets the ball into the forecourt. Gets the ball over to Wilson, back over to Chadwick. Chadwick drives into the lane, pushes it over to the right-hand side for Wilson. Wilson's shot no good. Coda Shindo comes down with the ball. Alex Ackerman working into the lane again. His shot is up, and he is fouled on the shot. So Alex Ackerman, we see early on in this game, taking the ball to the rack, which is exactly what Coach Scott Lash would like to see more of from Alex Ackerman. He had a nice couple of games in Klawock, and we'll see if he's able to continue this hot streak. So he goes to the line shooting two. First shot by Ackerman, up off the front of the rim, no good. Lots of foul calls so far here today, a different officiating crew than we've had in the past few nights. One official that we have seen in the past, another that is a Thorn Bay local. Second shot up by Ackerman, good. 5-2 the score, Skagway up early. Dominic Wilson driving straight to the lane, blocked from behind by Ackerman. But the putback is up and good by Braden Schwab. Ackerman with a beautiful defensive recovery, able to block the shot of the smaller Wilson, but unable to secure the rebound off of that block shot. Kotashindo into the lane. His shot no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Dominic Wilson, who wants to work it up the left-hand side. Gets it over quickly to Owen Chadwick. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Danny Brady and over to Kotashindo. Kotashindo into the lane for Danny Brady. Danny Brady slashes through a couple of players, is called for a travel. So that's a turnover on Skagway. It looked like a nice little sidestep, a slide step for Brady, but that's not how the officials called it. Dominic Wilson over into the forecourt now for Thorn Bay. Gets it over to Chadwick on the right-hand side, ripped out of his hands by Alex Ackerman, who quickly gives it to Kotashindo. Kota bringing the ball over the half court. He's directing traffic. Skagway moving well offensively. Alex Ackerman cuts up for the ball, gets it down low to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle with a left hand. A beautiful move by Colton, but unable to come up with a bucket. And he gets his own rebound, gets it back out to Kota. Kotashindo directing traffic again, dribbling with his left hand, trying to get everybody involved in the action here tonight. Micah Cook up in the high post. Kota looks at Cook, gets it over to Ackerman. Gets it back from Ackerman, drives into the lane. Ball is tipped out of his hands, and it will go out of bounds, and it's going to stay. No, they're going to call it off of Skagway. An interesting call. Tyson Scamahorn checking into the game now for Thorn Bay. Owen Chadwick going to be the predominant ball handler today, along with Stockton Schwab. Two of the smaller people on the ball, on the court tonight. Quick pass over onto the wing to Dominic Wilson. His shot no good. Scamahorn there for the rebound. The big fella comes down with it. Unable to put in the put back. Danny Brady gets the rebound over to Kotashindo. I thought we had a whistle on the floor, but it was just a squeak of a basketball shoe, I guess. So Shindo has it now up at the top of the key. Gets it over to Brady. Brady with a pump fake and a dribble drive. Two steps and a jump shot. No good. Nice pump fake by Brady. Got his defender up in the air. Blew by him. Rose up for the 10-foot jumper. Unable to capitalize. And now it is Wolverine ball in the Skagway end. And Scamahorn tries a 19-foot jump shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Micah Cook. And Kotashindo has it up at the top of the key. Kotashindo wanting to work. Gets it over on the right side to Danny Brady. Gets it back. And he's tees up what was a very long two-point shot, does not sink it. Rebound into the hands of Dominic Wilson, gets it quickly up to Schwab. Stockton Schwab working on Danny Brady, blows by, gets it into the high post area to Jimmy Harris. Jimmy Harris gets it over on the side to Dominic Wilson, his jump shot no good. Rebound fought for, and looks like we've got an out-of-bounds play. It will be Skagway basketball now. So fought for and out of bounds off of the Wolverines. It is Panther basketball. Kotashindo with the ball. 5-4 the score. 3:27 here to go in the first quarter. Shindo gets the ball over to Danny Brady. Back to Shindo. Alex Ackerman for the jump shot. An 18-foot jumper from the right wing, from the left wing, that is. And Ackerman knocks it down. 7-4 the score. It is Wilson for the Wolverines coming into the lane, throwing up a bit of a wild shot. No good. Colton Belisle gets the rebound. Quickly, Kotashindo passes it up to Danny Brady, and Danny Brady outpaces the entire Wolverines team for the easy layup. 9-4 the score, 2:52 now left in the first quarter. Skagway likes their chances as long as they can keep out of foul trouble, and Danny Brady picks up a ticky-tacky foul at the top of the key, tried to reach on Stockton Schwab and fouled him instead of, you know, tapping the ball away. So that's going to be the first foul on Danny Brady. And we've got three Panthers with one foul here in the first quarter. Nobody in foul trouble quite yet. Stockton Schwab with the ball on the left-hand side. And he turns the ball over, trying to dribble against a couple of Skagway Panther defenders. Panthers now have the ball. Kotashindo inbounds. Alex Ackerman gives it right back over to Kota. Kota on the right-hand side of the court. And we've got a pick, nothing used from Micah Cook. Kota's pass into the lane is to no one and is picked off by the Wolverines. Quickly, Stockton gets the ball up to Schwab. Schwab into the high post. The jump shot by Jimmy Harris, no good there. For the rebound is Scamahorn, and he is a big fella. Nobody put a body on him to box him out. And he had the right position, got the rebound, and will go to the free throw line. Micah Cook picks up his first foul, and that is the fourth Panther starter, or player anyway, to come up with one foul in the first quarter. Braden Schwab now. He looks like the older brother of Stockton Schwab, checks into the game for the Wolverines. And the second shot up, no good, and Colton Belisle rips the rebound out. He didn't have the right position, but his athleticism led him to that rebound. Gets it over to Coda. Coda gets it over to Danny Brady. Danny Brady into Micah Cook. Micah Cook back out to Coda. Coda wants to work over on the right side to Danny Brady for launching up a three. Misses everything. Colton Belisle there for the rebound. Gets it out to Cook. Cook doesn't like the shot. Gets it out top to Coda Shindo. Oh, a beautiful pass over to Ackerman. Ackerman shot long. No good. Danny Brady reaches for the rebound. Gets it. Gets it over to Coda. Coda's shot attempt is going to result in a foul on, it looks like, Scamahorn. The big guy Scamahorn got up in the air a little bit and fouled Coda Shindo, who will go to the line with his first two free throws of the night. 9-4 the score, 1:51 here to go in the first quarter, and Coda's first shot is up, no good, off the front of the rim. Coda, a normally very reliable free throw shooter for Skagway. His second shot up, and nothing but net. Substitution here as Jake Cottrell checks in for the Wolverines. His beard's about as full as mine, Jake Cottrell, here for Thorn Bay. It's always interesting when you see high school kids with beards. Jake Cottrell gets the ball over to Scamahorn. Scamahorn gets it down low. Back out to Cottrell. Cottrell wants to work on Coda Shindo, and Coda reaches in, knocks the ball out. It will be an out-of-bounds play for Cottrell. Cottrell going to inbound the ball. Gets it into Braden Schwab. Braden Schwab kind of swallowed up there in the corner over to Owen Chadwick. Owen Chadwick wants to work, and we've got something happening down low. Scamahorn goes down. Looks like he maybe hurt himself a little bit. He's limping off the court here. Gets a big round of applause as it looks like it may be a knee or potentially a hamstring issue for Scamahorn. Let's hope he'll be okay. A big part of the Thorn Bay post presence, Scamahorn is. Quickly, the ball gets in to Schwab. Schwab gets it back out to Jonathan Oslo, who puts up a jump shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Cook. Cook gets it over to Coda Shindo. Coda Shindo wants to work it up to Brady. Brady looks to attack. Gets it back out to Coda instead. Back over to Brady. Brady, couple of ball fakes. Nothing there. Alex Ackerman open for the 18-foot jump shot. No good. Just missed by a hair. And 10-4 the score with under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Owen Chadwick with the ball. Gets it over to Schwab. Schwab back up top to Chadwick. Chadwick works over into the corner, and we've got the ball being tipped out of bounds. Colton Belisle bothering the offensive rhythm. Braden Schwab set to inbound. Nope, I'm sorry. They'll switch. Owen Chadwick now set to inbound for Thorn Bay. Chadwick looking to try and feed it into, oh, Braden Schwab, but Colton Belisle disrupted that play, goes off his knee and out of bounds. Skagway in that man-to-man defense that worked so well against Kluwak last night. Tough to play on an inbounds play under the bucket, but very effective on that one as another shot goes up and is missed by Schwab, and rebound comes down to Colton Belisle. Coda Shindo comes across half court and is instructed by Coach Scott Lesh to take one shot. Danny Brady gets the ball back over to Coda. Coda hangs onto the ball for a minute, 24 seconds to go. Danny Brady looking to move toward the hoop and gets it down low to Alex Ackerman. Ackerman gets it over to Coda Belisle, Colton Belisle, and back out top to Coda with 14 seconds. Coda wanting to work on the smaller Owen Chadwick. Coda drives by Chadwick, gets into the lane, a behind-the-back pass to Danny Brady for the 8-foot jump shot. Absolutely beautiful play by the Skagway Panthers, and that's the kind of basketball that you can come to expect to see out of a talented Skagway roster this year, led by their junior foreign exchange student from Japan, Coda Shindo. Absolutely beautiful move. 12-4 the score, and Skagway likes their chances in this game here tonight. They have come out aggressive. They look like the bigger, more athletic team on the court here tonight, and it is showing on the scoreboard so far. We'll see if they can keep up this pace here throughout the rest of the game. You got to hope they do if you're a Panther fan.